Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Well, there's a lot to talk to our employment expert, Graeme Wynne, about this morning. Yesterday, Fair Work announced that Australian workers will enjoy a 2.5% increase in wages. I think it works out to about $19 a week. We'll get to that in just a second. But the big news this week was the fair trade deal done between Australia and the UK. It is a big, big win for Australians wanting to work in the UK, so long as you're 35 years of age or younger. And it's also good news for workers in the UK coming to Australia. To walk us through all this, Graeme Wynne from Superior People Recruitment, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
I'm very, very good. First of all, Fair Work, a 2.5% increase for all workers.
It's basically minimum wage. So those people on minimum wage will be getting a 2.5% increase. It'll probably kick in September, which is about $19 a week, roughly. So the new minimum wage takes it to about $770 a week for full-time workers.
Okay. So what sort of workers does this
involve? We're talking retail, hospitality, that sort of people are on those, the minimum wages. So those people under award arrangements won't impact them, but those who are on hospitality, retail, minimum wages, they're the ones that this will benefit by, I say, about an extra $19 a week. Okay. That'll come in probably in September, yeah.
September, 2.5% increase in minimum wages announced yesterday. Now, the big news out of the UK was the UK free trade deal. It's going to benefit farmers. It's going to benefit scotch drinkers. It's going to benefit a lot of people, but it really will benefit young people looking to live overseas in the UK, so long as you're 35 years of age or younger. Take us through it, Graeme.
So basically what we're now saying is, in the past, and I'll use the Brits coming to Australia initially, in the past, for them to stay an extra year beyond their first 12 months, they had to go and do 3 months of work in rural areas, normally picking berries, farm work, etc. They've now scrapped that rule and are now offering a 3-year visa instead without them having to do farm work.
So they can work anywhere.
Correct. Now, that's going to have a huge impact. We know we're struggling to get people working on farms at the moment. This visa, which normally that was what the bulk, I think 80% of the people on farm work in seasonal work, this is where they came from, will no longer have to do that. So what the government are then going to offer instead is what they're calling an ag visa, an agricultural visa. So for people to come from overseas to purely work agricultural only, their idea is that will offset the backpackers who don't want to work on farms. This agricultural visa will offset that.
Okay, well, what's the incentive then for people to work in regional areas? You just said it. We are screaming for people to help our farmers. And that story that we talked about yesterday, it was a survey done by the Unions New South Wales and the Migrant Workers Centre. They surveyed 1,300 farm pickers, and apparently they're being ripped off, some of them being paid an hour, $1 an hour pay. There's also accusations of sexual harassment, creepy farmers. You saw that story. What's the incentive for people to go to regional Australia? And how much credence do you give this survey, Graeme?
Look, I do give the survey some credence, because we know people do get abused in this. I think sometimes where you've got cash businesses, there's always issues. And the problem with the fruit picking, they don't get paid a wage. Now, in the UK, they actually get paid a wage for working on farms and doing this sort of work. Over here, we don't. We pay them per bucket or per basket or per weight. So consequently, it's very different how we pay them. And what they tend to do over here is then offset. Okay, you're living in a shed over there. We're going to take $120 off you for that. So it's very, very different how they do it over here. And that's why the unions are pushing for a minimum wage on the farms. But of course, the farmers are pushing against that one, the ones who don't do the right thing.
Yeah, well, I've had farmers ring me, and you know this, and they say, listen, we can't pay a basic wage. You can't pay people per hour. You've got to pay them by weight, because if you pay them by hour, they'll go slow.
Correct. And the other problem is, if it pours down rain in one day, they can't pick. So, you've got to actually pay for what they produce. So I think our model is right if we do it in a fairer way and at least have some laws which can be enforced to make sure we don't rip these people off, which does happen. Not all the time, but certainly occasionally.
Do you see these new rules? And I'm talking about people from the UK coming to Australia on these now 3-year visas. Is this a blow for Australia's regional economy?
this is a huge blow. It really is, Luke. And I can't see how – there's no incentive now for these people to go regional. They want to stay in Sydney. They want to stay in Brisbane. They want to stay in Perth. They want to stay in Melbourne. They want to stay in the big cities where all the excitement activity is. They don't want to go regional. They were forced to go regional before. Now they don't have to. So the only people, therefore, who will come in on these ag visas are people who clearly want to do nothing but work on farms. That's going to reduce the number of people coming in to work on the farms. So we're struggling already. This idea of the backpackers coming back would fix that problem. It's not going to. This is actually going to make it just as difficult now for farmers and regional cities to find, and that's retail and hospitality as well, not just farms. They cannot find workers now, and this new arrangement is not going to help them at all.
What about Australians going to the UK? How are they going to benefit?
Well, they'll benefit because, again, similar kind of arrangements. They'll have a three-year visa going over there without the same restrictions on where you can and where you can't work. So it changes everything completely. The only thing they haven't announced yet, in the past, the backpacker could only work for 6 months for one employer. That was the regulation. They haven't said if that rule will still be in place or not. So that's the only thing they haven't actually advised yet. But clearly, people going to the UK, brilliant. This is great. Three-year visa, work where you want to, no problems at all. People from the UK coming here, they're going to love this visa because seriously, 3 years to just go and stay in the major cities and work where you want to, love it. There is no incentive now to go and work in regional Victoria, regional New South Wales or regional Queensland. There is no incentive for them at all, and we're going to have problems.
Take us through the pros and cons then.
Pros are it gives some people a little bit more stability and security who do come over to Australia because there's more work generally, that the work they want to do in the big cities, they can experience the big cities. The big con, though, is the fact that regional areas now will struggle to find staff. They're struggling at the moment because we don't have the backpackers. This is not going to help them, and we're going to have this ongoing problem now of finding people to work in regional areas.
If the UK removes tariffs, even if it is incrementally over a number of years, but if those tariffs are removed on our wheat, our barley, our meat, our lamb, our wine, our beer, all of that, if we're actually selling more, is that going to create jobs? Surely it will.
It will create jobs, definitely, but again, we've got the same problem. There's no point creating jobs if you don't have people to do the jobs. That's the issue we're facing. Like, as you know yourself, there's pubs, there's restaurants around who are not fully opened because they can't find staff. They could generate more income, and if they make more money, they're purchasing from their suppliers. It's a knock-on effect. If we can't find the people to do the jobs, there's no point creating jobs. We've actually got to get the people to do the jobs.
Graeme Wynn is our employment expert here on The Night Shift. Thank you for explaining all that, Graeme. Talk to you soon. You have a great day today.
No problem. Take care, Luke.
There he is, Graeme Wynn, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.